100,000 English-speaking people in the Central Valley of Costa Rica, and there's only two English churches that I know of trying to reach them. And both of those are Baptist churches, but they're very liberal and use different versions of the Bible. There's a need there. Amen. So if you have any questions like that at the slides, just ask that. We'll be glad to discuss Costa Rica and the ministry. If you got some questions about our life and how the Lord's worked in our life, be glad to answer that. So if someone get the lights, I'll try to show you the slides at this time.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. God has called us all to take the gospel to the lost. It is every Christian's responsibility to send the light to let all the world live in. In 1999, God called the Kinseys specifically to the field of Costa Rica. They are sent by and through Moriah Baptist Church under the direction of their pastor, Brother Randy Lynn. Costa Rica is a small country located in the heart of Central America, between Nicaragua and Panama, about the size of West Virginia. It is known for its spring-like climate and its vast natural beauty. came and asked the Lord to save her. Brother Frank began working with the National. He's now watching over the Lord. Please pray for the Lord to heal over Brother Victor's life. Because of the struggle with cotton and the lost value of the dollar, the Kinsey support has dropped off tremendously. We ask you that you would please pray for them about this need. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. We all have an obligation to send the glorious news of the cross of Christ to the lost and dying for us. Please remember the Kinsey family as they continue to carry the cross to the people of the church.
Someone get the lights for me, please. All right. The Lord has allowed us to see two works started there in Costa Rica. And Brother Victor, as you see there, is watching over the second work. If you ask you to pray specifically for that work. The first work we did was out of the San Jose area in a little place called Sarchi. It's about 2 hours from the capital, which is San Jose, and we dealt mostly with Catholic-type folk. Pentecostalism is moving in big time in Costa Rica, in Central America, and mostly in the San Jose area. And we went to start the second work the Lord placed in my heart at El Carmen de Guadalupe, which is outside of San Jose, and it's very much a Pentecostal area. And in this area, it was a little bit more difficult to start a work and difficult to get a work going because it was mostly dealing with doctrinal issues more than lost folks, some, you know, which some of the Pentecostals were lost, seen some of those saved. but it was mostly teaching and trying to explain and try to go through different areas of where, you know, the tongues and works of salvation and that stuff like that through the Word of God. So this little work is still struggling. So I ask you to pray for this work here, that God will get in the midst and will see it grow and see God bless in this area. It's always difficult when you get in an area there that the devil's got a foothold in, especially in false doctrine. Amen. That is used. Amen. When you got totally on the other end, Catholicism, but when you got a little truth, a little error there with Pentecostal, it makes it difficult. So you pray for us in that area. We also have a display set up in the back with some more pictures and some more prayer cards. I'm bad about taking pictures. When I get on the field, my wife's always saying, we need to take some pictures, and we're about time to come back for another furlough. So you forgive us for that. Any questions that I can answer for you, would be gladly to do so. Anybody have any questions at all this evening, this morning?
Just out of curiosity,
yes, sir. Well, no, not really at all. They used to in Costa Rica. It was very easy for us to start a work, especially years and years ago. You go in, and the Catholics, you know, were pretty open, you know, to it. But Pentecostals, it's got so big, they feel so threatened, and now it's getting more difficult to start a work. They've set up some new laws. If you know a little bit about Costa Rica, it's very small. Everything's small in the San Jose area. I mean, you have houses upon houses. You might have, I mean, all over. It's really small. The streets are small. The nicknames of Costa Ricans are Ticos, which is everything's little. You got to think small, you know. And in this, the buildings are small. Some of the buildings are small. And some of the laws they put out about starting a church, you got to have so many places to park, so many parking spaces, so many bathrooms in your building, so many square feet, which makes it impossible, you know, which the Catholic Church is exempt from all these laws, you know. So it makes it sometimes impossible. They're putting more pressure on starting churches. And the reason for that, the Pentecostals get in the area. It's real small. They go off of their drums. It makes a lot of noise, disturbs a lot of people. So they're trying to really cut that out. So the Catholics and Pentecostals, kind of war there. But the Pentecostals, well, the biggest church in Costa Rica is the Pentecostal church. You know, so it's really coming in hard. Not only in Costa Rica, in Central America. You know, even in America, the Latinos that come to America, the Pentecostals are grabbing them up left and right. You know, the Church of God too. You know, those kind of folks are grabbing them up. Motionalism is what gets, you know. So, any other questions that I'll be glad to answer about Costa Rica? Yes, ma'am. Right. Costa Rica is a tourist country. A lot of their income comes in from tourism. You know, we have a lot of, you know, we see Americans more often than a lot of missionaries do. And in that, they want to keep it free. They want to keep it safe. But when it comes to you staying there, they make it difficult for us financial. My parents are missionaries in South Africa. They got their permanent residency. And that was it. We got our permanent residency. We have to renew it every 2 years, and it's a big charge. Now they're making us get on their government-assisted health care program, which we're going to have to pay into that. We can't have a permanent visa if we don't keep in their health program. When it comes to this visa, this permanent residence we got, allows us to start a business or a church, you know, any kind of thing. So that helps us to do that in that area. But they always want you make you go through red tapes. It's always a money thing. You know, it's always a money thing. Because that's the way the Costa Rican thinks. It's the tourism is for money. The American is for money. I'll give you an example. When I first got to Costa Rica, I visited a church that was there for a while. I asked someone for directions, how to get to a certain place, and he wanted a tip. You know, he wanted a tip for getting a direction. So that's just the way they think. American needs something. Money. So, but in that, it's free. Costa Rica is one of the safest Central American countries you can go to. They are very friendly. They're friendly as far as on the open. They're very friendly to you. It's open with the gospel as far as going knocking on doors, giving out tracts, giving out Bibles. But in times now, they're very, you know, I used to hand out tracts, hand out Bibles with no resistance. August 2nd is our biggest day. It's a Catholic church in Cartago, which is in the center of San Jose. It's a legend there years ago. The lady, it's a big legend there. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Catholics come to this Catholic church because of the legend, the how it got started, you know, and it's a big hugamarole. But thousands have come from Nicaragua, from Panama, and they're supposed to get forgiveness of their sins, you know, for all year, and they get there. And it gives us a chance to give out thousands of Bibles, thousands of tracts that we do, set up a big campaign. And we used to have no resistance with that at all. We could pass them out all day. Now we're finding people throwing them down, you know, the tracts, the Bibles they take. I mean, almost it's getting almost as bad as America as far as giving that out. And I think the Catholic Church has sort of put that out because of the Pentecostals pushing their, you know, thing. And they really, as far as Christianity, the Catholics are trying to push back. And that's some of the resistance that we've seen too, you know. And then knocking on doors now, they're putting up signs on their doors that we're Catholic. We're Catholic. We're Catholic. You know, you go knock up on a door, you'll say, we're Catholic, you know. So we're seeing a little bit of that. When I first got to Costa Rica, didn't see that. Now we're seeing more of that. And I believe it's because of the Pentecostal movement getting so big in Costa Rica. Any other questions? Got a few minutes here. Any other questions that I'll be glad to answer. I ask you to pray for the country. Pray for that God to get a hold of Costa Rica needs the gospel. Amen. I mean, they need the gospel, and folks need to be saved. And without us getting the gospel to them, and getting Bibles in their hands, and getting the tracts in their hands, and be able to talk to them, and the Holy Spirit dealing with their heart, dealing with their life, they'll never get it. Amen. And pray that God will use us in that area. A lot of times, you know, it's not just finances. We need finances. The dollar has dropped almost in half. Amen. Things are sky high in Costa Rica. And that's a tool. Amen. That's a tool that you use to start a work, you know, Bibles, and you got to have tracts, you got to have lights, you know, and things of that nature. But the main thing of the church getting started and getting going is God using individuals. Amen. And the Holy Spirit working upon hearts, amen, breaking hearts, then realizing that they're wrong in their way of thinking. In the scriptures, they see it. God turns on a light. God convicts them of their sins, and they repent of their sins. And that's why it's so important when you pick up a prayer card and pray that God would use us in that area, amen. The devil attacks families. He attacks homes. He uses individuals in communities. When we first started the church in El Carmen de Guadalupe, we had about 65 people first come, and they flocked in, and we thought, man, this is great, you know, because this is not, in Costa Rica, it's not like Nicaragua. We can go over to Nicaragua, set up a tent, and have 200 people there. We can go over to Panama and almost do the same. Costa Rica has been Americanized. It's been, they think they have it all. They've been puffed up with their knowledge, and it's very difficult. It's almost like America there, to reach them with the gospel. We have 65 people in our first service, and we was praising the Lord for it, until a lady found out that we were Baptists. And boy, she got out and she started yakking and you know, and just telling everybody not to come down to that Baptist church. See, the devil will get in the midst, amen, and he'll try to destroy. So when you pray that the Holy Spirit will soften hearts, pray that the Holy Spirit will soften our hearts, as well as the people that they're ministering to. Amen. It's not always about dollars and cents. Amen. When a missionary comes in, not always about talking about money and things of that nature. The Lord can provide the money. Amen. And I've seen him do it. I can tell you illustrations. Amen. We met someone in Costa Rica, a tourist coming through there, and he sends us a big check at the end of the year to help us with our finances. Amen. We got that while he was in Costa Rica. I'm well aware that the Lord will provide the finances. Amen. The spiritual need is a big thing. We need the Lord to work in hearts, soften hearts. Amen. And allow folks to see that they're in need of a Savior. So if you'll pray in that area with us too, the finances also, but in that area, that God will use us. Amen. Use us as well as we need to be used anywhere we go. in America, amen, in our homes or whatever, that God will use us specifically there to see people saved and people discipled. Amen. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you, God, for the time that we can talk about the field of Costa Rica and the need there. And Lord, I pray that our eyes will be open, God, that our understanding will be see the need there in Costa Rica, folks dying and going to hell without you, Lord God, as well as our communities. And God, I pray, God, that you bless the service today. Lord, I pray, God, that you use the preaching, the singing for your glory and honor. Lord, I pray if someone comes in that is lost, never known you, which is life eternal, God, I pray that you convict that individual, show them their need of a Savior, show them how much you love them and died for them, and God, willing to save them. Well, thank you for all that you do, all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.